This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly says the United States might consider providing North Korea with energy supplies if it scraps its nuclear weapons program. Kelly spoke today with reporters in Seoul, where he's trying to forge a diplomatic solution to the nuclear standoff. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Until now, the U.S. has steadfastly refused to discuss any inducements that might await North Korea should it dismantle its nuclear weapons program. But now, Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly says the U.S. may be prepared to offer just such a carrot. Kelly spoke to reporters here in Seoul.
We do know that there are energy problems in North Korea, and it may well be, once we can get beyond nuclear weapons, there may be opportunities with the U.S., with private investors, with other countries to help North Korea in the energy area.
Kelly did not offer any specifics. This was a vague, highly conditional offer of U.S. aid to North Korea, but an offer nonetheless, the first since this crisis erupted last October. Kelly described talks over the weekend between former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson and two North Korean envoys as disappointing. North Korea, Kelly says, did not offer anything new at those talks. North Korea appears to be sending mixed signals, on the one hand expressing an eagerness to resolve this crisis diplomatically, yet at the same time ratcheting up the pressure and the rhetoric. In an interview with CNN, North Korea's U.N. Ambassador Park Gil-yeon says the DPRK, the official name for North Korea, reserves the right to develop nuclear weapons as a means of self-defense.
If the United States continues to have a nuclear threat against the DPRK, at that time, my country will have no other choice but to possess such a means of defense against such a nuclear attack on the part of the United States.
North Korea's official news agency was less diplomatic. It issued a statement threatening to turn the United States into a sea of fire. Jim Hoare, a former British diplomat stationed in Pyongyang, says the North Korean rhetoric should not be taken too seriously.
North Korean rhetoric is always very loud, very noisy, but it doesn't necessarily mean what it says. And ultimately, I think what they're saying is take us seriously, deal with us, we want to talk to you.
And now the U.S. says it too is willing to talk and maybe, just maybe, offer North Korea an incentive to finally scrap its nuclear weapons program. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.